Okay, Dr. Tunes, the first question is from Chris in Texas, and she wants to know how many calories should a performance horse have per day between their hay and their feed? So, you know, the calories thing is so interesting because in human nutrition, it's so clear that you look at what you're eating and there's a nutrition label and you see the calories and you have an idea of how many calories you need a day for a healthy diet. How about our horses?
Well, in human nutrition, we're led to believe it's clear, but of course a lot of the human nutrition research was done in young men in the military, so for many of us it doesn't always apply there either. But in horses, yeah, I mean, it's right, their nutrition requirements are based on their body weight and then what they do for a living, right? So it's hard to really say this is what a performance horse needs calorie wise, because it's going to depend on, you know, is your performance horse a 950 pound endurance Arabian doing, you know, a 50 mile endurance ride, or is your performance horse a 1400 pound Dutch warm blood doing dressage, right? Those are very different horses, doing very different types of performance. So it's very difficult to kind of come up with, you know, this is what a performance horse needs, because there are so many variables in what a performance horse is, and they're all different. But just for example, let's say we take a, like 1,250 pound horse, which is, you know, a good size thoroughbred or, you know, a smaller warm blood, and we say that that horse is in light work, it needs, according to the National Research Council guidelines, 22.66 megacalories of energy per day. If that same horse is in moderate work, it needs 26.43 megacalories per day. And if it's in heavy work, it needs 30.31 megacalories per day. So you can see there's sort of a gradual increase from 22 to 26 to 30 megacalories per day. So it's just sort of a gradual increase. At the end of the day, you need to be feeding your horse to condition, right? Their body condition. And some horses are going to, you know, then you get the whole easy keeper, hard keeper thing. So you might get two horses that are the same size doing the same work. And one needs more calories per day than the other because one's nervous and box walks all day long and is just burning calories all the time, while the other one's a chilled dude and just kind of hangs out at the back of his stall. So again, you have to have that variability. You have to, you know, you can't be, and that's what I sort of said in my introduction, like the interesting thing about like the art and the science of feeding horses. If you just sort of rigidly say, no, this horse needs 22 megacalories per day, you might end up with a horse that's overweight, or you might end up with a horse that's underweight, even though they're both in light work and the same size. So you have to look at body condition. And then within that, you know, between the hay and maybe other feeds, you know, you want to be always remembering that a minimum of, you know, 1, ideally 1.5% of their body weight per day should be coming from forages. So that's going to account for, you know, a good chunk of your calories. And then, you know, you may decide to feed much more than that to get to their calorie requirement when they're performing, or you may choose to add a performance feed to make up that difference. And that's going to depend on, you know, the kind of discipline your horse is doing, you know, how well they do. And some horses just won't eat enough hay to meet the requirement for heavy work, and therefore they have to have higher calorie feeds added in.